Saturday, October 15th, 2022. Got what I think is a really fun one today. Challenging, but fun in that beautiful, crazy CrossFit way. The workout of the day, 5 rounds for time, 20 GHD sit-ups, 9 dumbbell clean and jerks, and then 4 bar muscle-ups. The dumbbell clean and jerks are power clean and push jerk. A pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, a pair of 35s for women. So if we think about, well, the GHDs are just fantastic. The way they hit the midline, the way they hit the quads, the way they hit the hip flexors, it just affects everything else that happens in the rest of the workout. So they're beautiful for that. The dumbbell clean and jerk compared to the barbell clean and jerk, for just the sake of variance and getting, you know, any imbalances that you have going on or become readily apparent, the overhead stabilization, dumbbells are fantastic. And more dumbbells in more people's hands is a good thing. And then the bar muscle up, a beautiful big gymnastics pole. And now this workout, if we take a look back, I'm going to switch screens on my computer to where we've been over the course of the week. So for the GHD, you know, we hit the, well, everything has midline in it, but we hit the midline early in the week with the knees to elbows. We're going to hit it with a different movement right now. We pulled from the ground earlier in the week with the power clean on the chief, but we didn't go overhead with it, and it was a barbell compared to a dumbbell. Now we're going to pull from the ground instead of sets of 3 with the power clean on the chief. We've got sets of 9, and we've got dumbbells, and we're going to take them overhead, so that's great. We're going overhead now, power clean, push jerk with a light to moderate load, pair of 50s or 35-pound dumbbells, in stark contrast to what we did on Wednesday that took us overhead with a heavy heart rate day, heavy loading, 60 to 70% of our one rep jerk in sets of 10. So again, similar yet different. And then with the bar muscle ups, we haven't done a pull up sort of a movement over the course of the week. There's absolutely pulling happening with the knees to elbows, but we're not getting our chin over the bar or surmounting the bar like we're doing with the bar muscle up. So what we have going on here to end the week is just a really beautiful complement to everything that we've done to make sure we're covering our bases from pulling the ground, going overhead, hitting the midline, different loadings, different rep schemes. It should be a really fun workout. And again, you know, the point of these videos is that everybody can read the workouts, read the different, you know, what's the prescribed, what's the scaled, what's the wild card. But I think everybody enjoys, you know, hearing what's going on behind the workout, how they all interplay. Nothing is just kind of thrown in there at random. Everything has an intent and a purpose. And when done properly, each day, each week, each month should kind of flow together like a symphony of taxing the athlete enough, not overtraining them too much, so they can just keep progressing. It's nice, incremental, steady, sustainable, consistent progress. That's what we're going for here. So I think everyone's going to really enjoy this workout. And as always, it's deceptively challenging. Sets of 20 GHD sit-ups, they're going to get old fast. You know, there's plenty of people that will do the first couple of rounds unbroken for sure, but I can see even those people slowing down and pausing on rounds 3, 4, and 5. The 9 dumbbell clean and jerks probably feel great again in round 1 and 2, and then I can see those sets of 9 getting broken up in rounds 3, 4, and 5. Nothing wrong with that at all. Some, you know, 3 sets of 3 happening to get to those 9s. And then the 4 bar muscle-ups, that 4 is in there kind of as a trap to be for people that are somewhat proficient at the bar muscle up, to bait you into wanting to stay on that bar a little bit. But as the workout goes on, you get the grip happening and a pull happening also with the dumbbell clean and jerks. Grip and pull are going to be needed in a different way on the bar muscle up there. So there's some very direct and intentional interference. What's happening with the GHD sit-up is also making the bar muscle up a bit more challenging. That those 4s are undoubtedly going to get broken up by most people, not by all, but even by most people, you know, I can see 2s and 2s happening down the road. Of course, we've got the videos there for you. Now, for the wild card option, figuring that some people have rings, some people have bars, no worries, and also not everybody has the dumbbells. So the wild card option keeps the GHD sit-ups, brings a barbell in place of the dumbbells, in case you don't have dumbbells, 115 pounds for men, 75 for women. And now we give you the option for the wild card that you can do 4 bar muscle-ups or 4 ring muscle-ups per round. So if you don't have the bar and you don't have dumbbells, then you can go ahead, and that's probably a really good option for you there. A lot of challenge in this workout today. Again, if you're not accustomed to GHD sit-ups, there's 100 in this thing. You're probably going to want to scale down that rep range as well, because GHD sit-ups pack a wallop if you're not used to them. So for the scaled option, we're knocking it down to 4 rounds, regular sit-ups, dumbbell clean and jerks with lowered loading, and then we put the ring rows in there. You could also do lowering muscle-ups if you wanted to. That'd be perfectly fine for the scaled option, but I put the ring rows in there, sets of 9, and I would want to see somebody put their body at a really tough angle that you're not getting those sets of 9 unbroken, that they're going to be a 6 and a 3, they're going to be a 5-4 or a 5-2-2 to get there, because you're really making your upper body work for that pull and developing that strength. I think that'd be a great place to be. The limited equipment option, they don't have a GHD, they've got your friend in mind, the V-ups. They obviously have the dumbbells for the clean and jerks, but then they've got the lowering muscle-ups specifically programmed. And what I would like to see with that is, they don't have to be strict lowering muscle-ups, but my point is, I would use as little leg as necessary to make it as upper body demanding as you possibly can. And lowering muscle-ups are fantastic for that, because you control how much assistance you give yourself, so they're great. Just like that, we have punched halfway through October. So next week, I'll be doing next week's workouts from this location as well. So thanks, everybody. This 4-week training cycle will be filmed here in this hotel room as I'm on the road handling, taking care of a sick parent. That's that stage of life. So thanks for being awesome. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for taking great care of each other. Enjoy your weekend, and I will see you on Monday.